And next on Art in the Air Spotlight, we'd like to welcome Bill Hollier, who is the board chair for the Center for Creative Solutions in Michigan City. But he wants to talk about an event that's coming up, and it's a wonderful thing called the Northwest Indiana Poetry Showcase. It's a juried event, and we're going to talk about that and how it's been in the past and, well, some of the differences with COVID. Bill, welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight.
Well, it's very good to be here with you. Esther, so good to be with you as well.
You too, Bill.
So tell us a little bit about, just briefly, the Creative Center for Solutions and then the poetry showcase that you have and a little history of it and, you know, how to get involved with it.
Sure. The Center for Creative Solutions is based in Michigan City. And the mission statement of the center is to help people discover creative solutions to their personal, professional, business, and organization and community challenges and problems. And each year, for the last 5 or 6 years, we've celebrated World Creativity and Innovation Week, which is always based around Leonardo da Vinci's birthday, considering him to be one of the great creators of the world. And his birthday was the 15th of April. So this year, in particular, the World Creativity and Innovation Week is April 15th through the 21st. And we always, in the past, have hosted various events to help people realize their creative potential and perhaps showcase a little bit of their creative of ideas that they've had and problems that they solved. But in my mind, the arts were always important when it came to creative solutions. A lot of people talk about the fact that we need more creativity today to get us out of some of the problems that we find ourselves in, maybe global warming or the COVID-19 crisis. They think about we need more STEM schools, we need more math and science education, which is important. But to me, the arts are the spark that lends itself to the mathematics and the science to really bring out that creative process and get the creative juices flowing. So,
well, they're intricately intertwined.
They are intertwined, yeah. Yes. And many people that you think of as being very creative, including Da Vinci, were also artists and musicians. Da Vinci was a fine musician as well as a fine chef, believe it or not. And that, so the arts were very important to many creative people.
I think we got a good example of that on Inauguration Day with a young lady and her poetry.
Yes.
I mean,
yes, we did.
That really brought the arts to the forefront. So tell us some details about the past of the Poetry Showcase and how it moves on from here.
Esther, is this our third or fourth year?
It's our fourth year.
Our fourth year.
It's the fourth or fifth year. I'm trying to...
Time passes. So quickly. We usually choose a theme, but also let people kind of go afield and write about whatever they choose to. So we're talking about this year as a theme, reflections on the year 2020. And I think especially this year, there will be a lot of folks with some feelings that they would like to put on paper and share with the world about living through the year 2020 and into the future.
Most definitely. And we like to open up the poetry contest to kindergarten through 12th grade. And we have a series of judges who will be giving designations of first, second, and third place for each grade. So kindergarten will have three first, second, and third, or one first, second, and third place on through. But this year, do you want to tell them our exciting news?
Well, this year we've decided, and we've talked about this for a while, that we would like to include adult poetry as well. So we want to hear what everyone has to say out there. And we want to include the Northwest Indiana area before we've generally worked with Michigan City folks and LaPorte County. But we'd like
We'd like to welcome the Northwest Indiana region. And we want to say it needs to be original work. And you can write in any style of poetry you would like, haiku to a longer form.
We did have some interest in haiku last year.
We did. So,
and this year, depending on where we are in the world in April, we'll either have the showcase hosted at the Nest, which we did in the last several years, or we'll do it Zoom in this way. And And we have our local newspaper, The Beecher, who have said that they would publish the winning poems. And also WIMS Radio, Rick Federici will let the poets read their poems on air. And also here, I think, on Esther's program as well.
Yeah, so, I think Larry and I would love to welcome
the
recipients to also speak their poems.
Exactly, exactly. I really want to encourage the local poets.
We're almost here to wrap up. Tell us how they can find out information about that in these last 30 seconds here, Bill.
Okay, you can email me at William.Hallier, H-A-L-L-I-A-R, at gmail.com, or Esther?
At thenestmichigancity@gmail.com. Michigan City is all spelled out.
Thanks to Bill Hallier from the Northwest Indiana Poetry Showcase. Deadline for submission is March 31st, and the showcase will be on April 18th. Thanks again for being on Art in the Air Spotlight.
Thank you, Larry.
Thank you.